Blackstone Audiobooks presents It Can't Happen Here by Sinclair Lewis. Chapter 1. The handsome dining room of the Hotel Wessex, with its gilded plaster shields and the mural depicting the Green Mountains, had been reserved for the ladies' night dinner of the Fort Beulah Rotary Club. Here in Vermont, the affair was not so picturesque as it might have been on the western prairies. Oh, it had its points. There was a skit in which Madary Cole, grist mill and feed store, and Lewis Rotenstern, custom tailoring, pressing, and cleaning, announced that they were those historic Vermonters Brigham Young and Joseph Smith. And with their jokes about imaginary plural wives, they got in ever so many funny digs at the ladies present. But the occasion was essentially serious. All of America was serious now, after the 7 years of depression since 1929. It was just long enough after the Great War of 1914 to 18 for the young people who had been born in 1917 to be ready to go to college. Or to another war, almost any old war that might be handy. The features of this night among the Rotarians were nothing funny, at least not obviously funny, for they were the patriotic addresses of Brigadier General Herbert Y. Edgeway's U.S.